Innoblock's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. If you're a mompreneur in business already, or just contemplating if launching a business is your next step, the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show is made just for you. Host Sina Block is an ex-corporate success story of a self-made mom entrepreneur who started her business, SaneSpaces.com, while working part-time around her young kids' busy schedules. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success. Struggling with a mompreneur challenge? Call in live on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and get personal coaching from Sina. 646-595-3163. And now, it's time for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with your host, Sina Block.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. I am your host, Sina Block from SaneSpaces.com, and I'm excited to bring you another great show today. We are helping mompreneurs get their businesses back on track and make time for their most important job, which is being a mom. Today, I'm excited to share with you a friend of mine, the principal of Firecracker Communications, Nancy Tierney. Nancy is a writer, she's a jazz singer and copywriting coach who makes it easy for entrepreneurs to write their own captivating copy so they are never at a loss for the right words to attract the right clients. As head diva at Firecracker Communications, she's had the honor of writing sales pages, websites, emails, and social media profiles for some of the most renowned and highly respected coaches, consultants, and marketing gurus in internet land today. But now, she devotes her time and talents to giving entrepreneurs the tools, templates, and creative confidence they need to write copy that makes an immediate and powerful connection for those they are meant to serve. I am thrilled to say hello to you, Nancy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
Yay! And so we have another great show today, and I was instantly attracted to you. I think I met you about three and a half years ago, but I love your energy, and I've really enjoyed following you, working with you here and there for some quick starts and copywriting help along the way for my own stuff for Sane Spaces. And so, you know, I want to start off just, I'd love to know your story. How did you become the principal at Firecracker Communications? I'm sure it's a long story, but how did you find your way to this place?
Yeah, it is a long story, but I'll make it short. I just, you know, throughout my many careers, and I've had many of them, what I found consistent in almost all of them was I was always writing. Or if there needed to be writing done, I was getting handed the writing job. And I actually liked it. So I started off in doing public relations for wineries, actually, in the wine industry back in California. And there was a lot of writing in that, you know, press releases, and I'd write newsletters and all this stuff. And as my career continued, you know, I got into sales and marketing, and there was a lot of writing in that. And then I got into nonprofit work where I was raising funds and writing a lot of material that was the purpose of which was to get people to give us money, basically. So whether it's sales or nonprofit, it's all the same. It's like, how do you write something that inspires someone to do something, preferably, you know, give you money in one way, shape, or form. So, and then, you know, I kind of went through another series of things. And what ended up happening, I had a business that I adored, which was helping entrepreneurs speak in public without dissolving into a puddle of nerves. And I really loved that work, but it was a financial disaster. I'll just be honest with you. Because as much as certain people really did want to be able to speak with confidence, it was a really hard sell to get people to face that fear. And in the end, you know, even though they thought they wanted to, they would find a million reasons not to. So what ended up happening was I closed that business with the intention of taking time off to figure out what was next. And what ended up happening was people just started coming to me and asking me to write stuff because I knew I could, and it's something I loved doing. And that's how it started, really. It just started because people started asking me to do it. And I thought, well, shoot, you know, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. I fell into it. See, you know, I fell into it. It wasn't, you know, and I named my business and got started, and I thought, well, I really need to up my game if I'm really going to do this in a serious way. And I got a lot of additional training, and I learned a lot about copy. I mean, before I was just writing what I knew, but I knew that there was so much more to learn. And that's how I became a copywriter. I guess I realized I was always doing it in all the other jobs I had. I just didn't call it copywriting. Mm-hmm. I just called it, oh, it's the writing thing I need to do, you know. So, yeah, so it's been interesting. It's been quite a ride.
That's awesome. And what I love about your story, Nancy, is that it really just talks about follow. It really, so many of us entrepreneurs are kind of on our own trajectory, no matter where we show up. And it always seems like the messages are there, especially when we look backward and start connecting the dots. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's great. I mean, I love your energy. I love one of the things that I think is just a huge gift that you have is being able to just cut right through all the crap. Like, there's a lot of crap out there. Come on. It is noisy out
yeah.
in the world. And, you know, if you've been around in internet land or whatever you call it, internet land, for a while, you know, it's like everything's the same. Everybody's saying the same thing. Somebody's telling me something. This is how it goes. And what I love about you is that everything that you do, like from your copy to your blog posts to your videos to your help with other people to your packages and your programs, they are all so authentic and so unique to who you are and the energy that you bring into the world. I just love that about you. And it's really a model, I think, that everyone can follow as long as it's true to themselves.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. And I think what you're talking about is it's just where we all are now. It's like, you know, I call it internet land, whatever. It's like we're so inundated with so many different voices and so many different authorities. And as entrepreneurs or mompreneurs, it's like in order to kind of rise above that noise or just to feel comfortable in your own skin, it really is necessary to own your own voice and to own all of who you are and bring more of that into your message and also into your business, because it will distinguish you from the rest of the crowd, the very crowded crowd. But you'll also just have more fun, I think, if you're just really letting your business be an expression of who you are in a very authentic way.
Yeah, yeah. And we, you know, both of us are singers and expression, you know, expressive people. So, you know, we resonate there for sure.
Right.
That said, you know, I am so interested in helping people, helping mompreneurs who are in the earlier stages of business, the growth stages. I remember when I first got started, I did some mimicking of people, and I even, you know, I would even contact some people and repost to blogs and stuff. It's really kind of this portion of business where you don't really know what you know yet, or you don't
yeah.
really claim what you know yet.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, just those mistakes, like some of the mistakes that you see happening out there in the world regarding copy?
Wow. Oh, wow. Mistakes. It's funny. It's because, like, actually, I think when you're first starting out and you don't know what you know, as you put so brilliantly, because you don't. You know, you feel like you should. You feel like you're supposed to, and yet you don't. And you're trying to kind of fake it till you make it. And in a way, that's good. And it's actually good when it comes to copy, too. I mean, I always tell people, it's like, look for what really attracts you about certain copy that you read, because chances are if you're reading something that resonates with you, there's a reason for that. It's obviously probably resonating with the part of you that speaks the same language or you find that truth to be also true for you. And also, it's like, it's okay, you know, copywriters do copy. And by that, I mean they really look for what works in terms of copy that connects or that sells, because that's what copy's been all about for so many years. And then they figure it out. It's like, well, how could I do the same thing with my subject or in my own voice? And I actually recommend that, especially when you're first starting out and writing messages. It's like, find someone you admire. You like the way the copy that they write, maybe kind of their personality. I advise you not to copy their personality, but copy that in that copy that you like. I mean, not word for word. I'm not saying copy the actual words, but maybe that formula or that format or that energy. But do it in your own way. It's because there are a lot of things about writing copy are kind of formulaic in a way. But like any good formula, you can totally tweak it to make it completely unique and original. So I'd really advise that. And in terms of, you know, mistakes, it's like I think you mentioned one, which is like everyone starts sounding the same, you know. And I think one of the mistakes is that that entrepreneurs don't give themselves full permission to just sound like them. They think they have to sound like, you know, more credible or more authority, so they try to make their writing sound a little bit too stuffy and don't, you know, just don't. It's like the message is what matters, and you can deliver that message in your own voice, in your own way. Copy is very conversational, and that's why I love it, because you don't have to be a fancy writer. In fact, it's better if you're not a fancy writer and you write copy like you talk, you know, more in the way you would talk to a friend.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the internet. I think people are really looking for authentic connections.
Yeah, and I'm just finishing up this ebook that I'm offering, and one of the things I talk about is, you know, to funk it up and be conversational. You know, use expressions that you use every day in your language, the things that you say. You know, include that in your copy. You're just basically talking to somebody. You just happen to be writing. But it should have that quality of being, of being conversation. Like you're just talking to them, and they happen to be reading the words, but you want them to feel like you're just talking to them over a cup of coffee in a diner somewhere.
You know, it's funny because I remember when I did my very first, I was in a coaching program, and I did my very first sales program, like my very first sales page. And, you know, up until then, I had always kind of made these offers, and I didn't really know how to do it. I didn't know that you kind of, like, there was a formula. I didn't know any of it. So when I did my first sales page, right, which was going to spiff a product or a webinar or a class that I was, training class that I was doing, the first thing that I did was I went to somebody, like you suggested, that I respected, and I kind of took their copy, and I personalized it, but I didn't really own it, right? And so
right.
I put it on my site, and then I was in a coaching group, and one of my friends in the coaching group was like, I asked her opinion, and we got on a call, and she's like, I mean, it's fine. It's not Cena, but it's fine, you know?
Right.
And I was like, what do you mean? I don't get, what do you mean by something? And she's like, well, you have a way of, like, putting things in words that is, you know, funny or funky, or you make up words for things that
right.
don't exist. And it just, so, like, that's what I'm used to hearing from you, and that's what I read in your newsletter, and this is just not that. And I think so it was really insightful for me, first of all, to say, well, sales copy is just an extension of yourself, so you can go ahead and be authentic. But secondly, that you do have a voice, and that may take some time to get comfortable with, but the
yeah.
world does see you in a certain way, depending on how you're showing up and putting it out there.
Exactly, yeah, and your copy, I mean, I think the thing about copy is, in the past, it's always been, the history of copy is to sell. It's just that simple. It's like, it's a way of writing in order to sell, or it's a way of writing in order to get people to do something. But I think what's changing now, because of entrepreneurs and because of all these unique voices out there, it's copy is also, it's not just that, it's who you are in in internet land, for lack of a better word, in that it's, you know, everyone's going to read that and it's going to represent who you are. It is your voice in the world, because if it's on your website, it's what people are going to read when they go there. It represents you. So it's more, it's so much more now than just writing an email to get somebody to buy something. It's really representing who you are. And as a and because of that, it's just, it's important that it does represent who you are, both in terms of its tone and definitely in the message that you want to send and who you are as an authority or and all of that. But the other thing that's happening, where I'm really living right now, is not seeing copy so much as something that sells. It still has to sell. It's still, you know, it is, the purpose of it is to get people interested in what you do, to build a relationship with you, and want to be, you know, part of your tribe, and then and eventually invest in what it is that you have to offer. But because it's relationship-based, I'm finding that now it's like it's all about writing something that is sure to connect at a deep level with something, even if it doesn't sell anything. You know, it's like it's to actually write something that can actually serve your client, not just sell to your client.
Oh, yeah. I think that's huge. I mean, that's
it
huge.
It is huge.
You know?
Yeah, because we all have enough information and we all have enough copy coming our way, but if you can write copy that's really going to connect with someone, with where they live, it's like then in that moment that you do that, in that moment that they read it, you've actually already been of service to them. You've actually, you know, healed their isolation and also helped them see what's possible for them, which is huge. It's absolutely huge.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that shifted for me. When I moved from selling to serving, that was, I would say, one of the most dramatic shifts that I've made in my business.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, and your copy can do that, too.
Yeah. So what other mistakes do you see people making other than, you know, not being authentic or copycatting?
You know, the biggest one when I look at a lot of copy that entrepreneurs put out is they're not talking about the results. They're talking about more about what I call the boat. So it's like, you're when you're writing copy and you're writing to somebody, you really want to make sure you're talking about what it is, where they are, but also where they want to go. And you're doing it in a way that they go, oh, my gosh, yes, this is it. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs talk a lot about their stuff. It's like, oh, I've got this program, and it's 6 weeks long, and you're going to learn this, and you're going to learn this, and there's going to be a Facebook group, and we're going to have 10 sessions, and nobody cares about that. They don't care about any of that. You know, they care about what it is they want. They want to hear about, well, who, you know, what am I going to get? You know, what is in it for me? What am I going to experience that I'm not experiencing now? And if I could give entrepreneurs anything, it would be the gift of writing copy that really talks about the benefits, the results that people are going to get, because that's what they're interested in. They're interested in, you know, they're looking for what it is that they want, and if they don't see that in your copy or in your message, then they're out of there. You know, they're out of there. So it's to really start thinking about, well, what is it that my client really needs and wants right now? What is it at the top of her mind? You know, and how does my program, my product, my blog article, whatever it is I'm writing, how does it serve that desire, or how does it solve that problem? And really talk about what it is that you do in those terms of like, this is what's going to happen, you know, both in the short term and the long term. And, you know, I often use the example of talking to someone who's in excruciating back pain. They don't want to hear about that you do acupuncture. They don't want to hear that you do chiropractic. They want to hear that you're going to get them out of pain, and you're going to do it fast, and you're going to do it without, you know, invasive drugs or invasive surgery. So it's like they want what they want because they are in pain, and they want out of it now. And it's to really talk about that. It's like, you know, just to tell them that, you know what, within 36 hours you're going to feel better, and then within how many hours you're going to be back to normal. You're not going to be, you know, having restricted movement. You are going to be able to play with your kids at the end of the day. Those are the things you need in your copy, which is like, because that's the promise that they're looking for. And once they get that you can actually help them with whatever is troubling them, then you can talk about how that's possible. You know, then you can talk about, well, it'll just be in 3 to 4 chiropractic treatments. But not until you really tell them what's possible. Because that's what they need to hear. They need to hear that, yeah, I can be out of pain, or yes, this problem can be solved, and yeah, I don't have to keep living like I have been living. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest mistake. I just see so many entrepreneurs, they got great products and great programs and a lot of passion, but in their copy, they lose it. They miss the boat because they're talking too much about their stuff and themselves, and they're not talking enough about their client, about where that client is and where that client wants and has to go.
Mm-hmm. And it's a blind spot. Right? I really believe it's a blind spot for a lot of people. Like, I don't think they can see the perspective that you can see. I mean, you've had me on the phone going, what are they going to get? And it's not, you know, the good news is that you have this really keen ability to, you know, get people there. But most entrepreneurs are not there. What's a shortcut to, like, test your copy?
Oh, to test it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, I think the shortcut is, you know, here's the shortcut. And it sounds like a long cut, but it's really a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that anyone can do ever for their business or for writing copy or for any kind of marketing, excuse me, I'm going to cough, is to really get inside their client and to know them intimately and to really think of in terms of how they're thinking. You know, if you're really in tune with who that person is and what it is they're thinking about and what it is that they feel on a daily basis and what it is they're struggling with and what it is that they would give anything to have and what they worry about, obsess about, then you can actually hear it in the language that's going on in their head. I would spend more time doing that. You know, I mean, it's not a shortcut. In a way, it's like it takes time. But once you've done it, everything else becomes a shortcut. Because then you know what it is that she wants more than anything right now. You know what it is that she needs to hear because you know her. It's like knowing your very best friend. And I think once you take the time to do that and sink into it, and not just to know that client on a superficial level, but really flip inside her skin and be her and as best as you can. I mean, for many of us, we've been our clients, you know, at some point, you know. And that's a little easier, but you have to remember how it was for you before you knew what you know now.
Mm-hmm.
And the struggles and how that felt and what was at stake. You know, and I think once you do that, it's like then there is a formula. I hate to use that word, but then you just need to know some basics about writing copy. It's like you don't have to know everything. Just know some basics so that when you go to sit, you have kind of a form in which to pour your message and pour what it is you want to say in a way that will be effective and be easy for your client to receive. So, but most of this comes with just, you know, really knowing your client and just writing to her with an open heart and with the intention to reach her and to what we call stand shoulder to shoulder with her. It's like you're getting in the trenches with her and you're talking right next to her and you're going to go through this together wherever she is, because you know you've walked before her and you know the way. And you're going to meet her where she is, and you're going to take her by the hand, and you're going to lead her to where it is she wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you also need to know where it is she wants to go, you know. So you can tell her about that, how great it's going to be when she gets there.
Right. How do you know? Okay, so let's say, this is a question. I don't know whether there's an answer to this, but I'm sure you have some intuitive sense and some measures of yourself. But how do you know when it's right?
I'll be honest with you. There's sometimes when you'll write something, and you just know it's right because it just feels so incredibly right to you. and you feel so connected to it, and you can just feel how right it is. That those times are rare. I'm gonna be, you know, so you let yourself all off the hook. The way you know it's right is the only way you know it's right is by testing it. You send it out and you see what happens. You know, I hate to say that, but it is the only way. You don't know until you know. And a lot of that is trial and error. You write something, you post it, you put up your sales page, and if you're not getting great conversions, then something's wrong. You know, either, and here's the other thing about that, is there could be multiple things that are off. It might not be your copy. It might be that your offer itself just sucks. I hate to use that word, but it's just not ringing anyone's bells. Your copy is great. You've got a great message, and then comes and here's the offer. Here's what I'm offering, and people go, don't want it. You know, it's just, or it could be your pricing is off. Meaning, it could be priced too low. It could be priced too high. So there's a million different factors. But the only way to know, I mean, you can do your due diligence before you do that as much as possible. And by that, get a copywriting expert's eyes on your stuff if you can. And if not a copywriting expert, get someone who is absolutely represents your ideal client to read it and see how they react. Not your best friend, not your marketing buddies, not the people in your mastermind, because they're all coming from a different place. You need someone who represents your ideal client, the person who is perfect for this program or product. Yet, if you can find that person and get them to read it and see what they say, that would be the opinion I would listen to, that and someone who's just written copy for a long time and can help you discern whether this is really going to ring true for your client or not.
That's awesome. Oh, Nancy, I'm so happy you're here. We are going to just take a quick pause right now on Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. We are talking with Nancy Tierney, the principal owner and creative diva at Firecracker Communications. And we will be back in just a moment after we hear from the wonderful sponsors of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem on Word of Mom Radio.
Thanks, Sina. This is Dori DiCarlo. We're here on Managing Mompreneur Mayhem on Word of Mom Radio. And today, our show sponsors are Janice Clark from BizM Solutions. And Janice is really the host of Social Media Help Not Hype, which is the other show that rounds out our Tuesday Business Spotlight. And right now, we have a Facebook engagement experiment going on. I'm sure all of you have noticed the incredible drop overnight of your stats on Facebook. And Janice, we are working together to increase those numbers and increase our time and efforts on Facebook. So I encourage you to go over to Janice's Facebook page, facebook.com/biz, B-I-Z-M as in Mary, solutions. And let Janice know that you want to be part of the experiment. Post your Facebook page. We will let you know as we get closer to launching it. And we are out there trying to increase the engagement, again, on our posts on Facebook. And Janice will be here in December with another Social Media Help Not Hype show. And our other sponsor today is Fisco Marketing. So let's hear from Kemya.
Hi, this is Ms. Kemya, mompreneur and proud sponsor of Word of Mom Radio. I'm a marketing strategist and social media manager at Fisco Marketing, spelled P-H-I-S-C-O. Fisco Marketing is a marketing consulting firm, and we facilitate the growth of small businesses through conventional standard marketing techniques merged with today's latest social media tactics. We provide branding, social media management, event, and content marketing for businesses in search of real, practical-based solutions and ready to manifest exponential growth. If you're lost in a digital space, Fisco Marketing will lead you through the social media terrain with a strategy to build engagement and drive results. For more information on our services, please visit FiscoMarketing.com. Here you will find a blog chock full of do-it-yourself information on all things related to marketing, social media, and the business of being an entrepreneur. Revitalize your marketing strategy and remain head over heels in love with your business. Stop by and say hello at FiscoMarketing.com.
I just love that is Ms. Kemya's mantra, you know, to fall head over heels in love with your business. Because let's face it, as mompreneurs, if we don't love what we do, why are we doing it? As an entrepreneur, period. If you don't really love what you are doing, go get a real job like your family keeps telling you to. instead of working so hard to build your own business. And that's what I love about what's happening today on Sina's show and sharing, you know, that you have a voice and the world is seeing you the way you proceed to, the way you put yourself out there. So be your authentic self. Be who you are, not a persona you're trying to create. But when you are your authentic self, you cannot help but reach and understand the pains that your audience feels. So I'm really enjoying what Sina and Nancy Tierney are sharing. And so we're back live with them here on Managing Mompreneur Mayhem.
I'm happy to bring back our guest today, Nancy Tierney from Firecracker Communications. And you can find her at firecrackercommunications.com, where she offers awesome programs. You can work with her for long periods of time, but you can work for her for just a taste and get her awesome opinion on your coffee, too. So you can go to Firecracker Communications and see what Nancy has in store for you. So, Nancy, let's get back to our interview about how to help moms in internet land do a better job with their copy. I have several questions for this segment. And, you know, there are a lot of people that I've worked with as a coach because, you know that I coach mompreneurs.
Yes.
There are several people that I would say have they've been either punished or hurt or shut down by teachers, by situations, by writing in academia, by getting bad grades from an English, you know, teacher or something along life's way. I am so curious about how you suggest we deal with that, you know, either writer's block or creative blocks or potentially even trauma in this area of creativity.
Yeah. A lot of people have it. I mean, and a lot of people that I work with, and even people that consider themselves to be good writers, have this as well. So, it really comes down to challenging all of that. You know, really looking at what you tell yourself when it comes to writing, and a lot of the stuff I hear is either I hate it, or I'm no good at it, or it doesn't matter what I write, it just is boring. It's like, and these are statements I hear over and over, and it's statements that we tell ourselves. It's like, oh, every time I try to write, it takes forever, and it's no good, and people don't like. You know, you really have to start challenging that, and it's hard to do because unless you have some support around it. But I invite everyone to let go of that and to also, you know, realize, here's what, you know, again, it's like there's writing a novel and there's writing an essay and there's writing an English paper and all of that's good and well, but that's not copywriting. And I want to give everyone, you know, everyone breathe a big sigh of relief because copy is just so much more casual and fun. You don't have to have the right grammar. You don't have to have the right punctuation. Nobody cares. And because it is conversational. And in conversation, you don't, you know, place the period in the right place. And you have wells and buts and all of this stuff. It's like your copy can have that as well. It should have that flavor of being conversational. And one thing that I tell people is, like, if you're really just stuck when it comes to writing, if you're feeling like I just can't do it, then I invite them to get a tape recorder and just speak into it. It's like, well, what is it that you want to say? Just speak it. You know, you're talking to somebody, you're talking to a potential client, you're talking to whoever it is that you're writing for. What is it that you want to say? And just blab. Just blab and blab and blab and blab. Because talking is often a lot easier for all of us because we do it all day long, right? And then get it transcribed. Get your blabbering transcribed. It's very cheap. And then from there, now you have this big mess. It's a mess. But from there, you can chip away at it and go, oh, I love that I said. I love that I said. And you can kind of jigsaw puzzle your way into an outline or to, you know, what it is that you really want to say. And it will be in your own voice. It will be with your own language. And it really is a great starting place. It can help people break through that initial, I can't, I'm no good, and get them into it. And I find for most people, once they're in it and they're right, they're creating it from this transcript, then that resistance doesn't come up, and those beliefs, they may run into a rough patch, but it's easy to get over it. It's easy to get out of it.
That's great advice, really. And, I often do that with a lot of my blog posts, is that I have a tool called Dragon Speak, and Dragon Speak Naturally Speaking, and it's a dictating software where you can, like, talk into it.
Yeah.
And write it. Oh, it makes huge mistakes. Like, you know, it never has figured out how to do mompreneur, for instance, which is one of my keywords. So, you know, you might see, you know, empanada come up, or you might funky words that might come up, and it always makes me, but manure, okay, so manure has come up. It always makes me laugh, you know. It's kind of like the talk-to-text on your phone, and I don't know, that always messes that up too. But,
oh my God.
But the coolest thing is that at least it gives you the bulk and that brain dump, and
yes.
I totally agree, because you can always edit it once it's on paper. It's that getting started thing that a lot of people have a block with.
It's so true. It's really true. And everyone does. I think everyone needs to know. I mean, even, you know, I do. I mean, there's times, you know, I mean, I write all the time, but there's sometimes where it's just like, I don't know, I can't even start, you know. And it's finding ways to get past, I think once you get past that initial resistance of starting and in the first part, it's so interesting. I just recently planted tulips. This is actually relevant. I've never planted tulips in my life, and I wanted to plant tulips before, you know, the winter, and my friend said, you got to do it now. And I thought, oh, I'll do it. And I bought all these tulips, and I went out to the yard, and I started digging holes to plant these tulips, and I'm not a gardener at all. I'm just not. And immediately, I was uncomfortable. I couldn't find a way to move my body in a way that felt good. My back started hurting. My left wrist was aching from kind of twisting this trowel in the dirt. And I was going like, forget it. I'm planting three of these, and I'm going back in the house. Well, I bought about 60 to 80 bulbs, right? So, and I just said, okay, well, just one more bulb. And I would just do another hole, and I'd do another. Oh, okay, I can do one more. And I just did it, and then I swear, after a while, and I started figuring it out, like, wait a minute, if I dig a bunch of different holes all at once, then I'll know better places to plant what colors. And I started figuring it out, and I tell you, all my physical pain went away, my wrist stopped hurting, I didn't have any more resistance, but I had to get through that initial, this is really impossible. I had to get through that initial thing of doing something that was out of my comfort zone, and something I really hadn't figured out how to do. And writing is the same way. You will come up against that resistance, and it will come up, and it could be that your body starts hurting, or you're mentally, you're saying all those horrible things in your head, but just go one word at a time. Go one more word, like one more bulb. So, okay, I'm going to give it one more sentence. And then, okay, well, that was okay. I'll give it one more sentence. And sometimes you will just break through that resistance, and all of a sudden it'll start flowing, and you'll start having fun, and you'll start figuring it out. But that resistance, you just have to get through it.
That is such a great metaphor. It's an excellent, excellent metaphor because, you know, you just, the getting started, I think, is the hardest part. But I love what you said about the fact of sticking with it. You find your cadence, like you kind of get going, and that's the case. You know, I mean, one of the things that I love to do with writing is I will block off a day, like a whole day. And so that gives me, and then I'll push out content like crazy.
Uh-huh.
I'll write 8 or 9 blog posts, which will do a good 2.5 months. But I have to find that time, and then I just hold that day, and then I got to get in that space. And then when I'm in the space, I can really pump it out. It's not perfect, but I can always go back and edit.
Yeah.
You know, I can edit it anytime. I just can't necessarily get in the zone to write all the time. So that really has helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
And then, you know, it stays consistent, and I can stay on top of my newslettering and my content, you know, posting and stuff like that. So
yeah,
my little tips.
I love that. I'm going to steal it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You can have that for free.
Thanks.
So what are some other tips that you you know, sticking with it, what are some other tips that you suggest?
Well, I think there's a basic kind of a five-step, I don't want to say I guess it's a formula in a way. I guess it's a form. I would say it's more like a form. It's like a song has a form, you know, where there's, you know, the beginning, there's the bridge, and then you come back to the apex, and then there's a coda. I mean, like, that same thing happens in copy. And I would say most any piece that you write as an entrepreneur, whether it's an email or a blog post or a sales page or a web page, this formula can be used for it. It's not the only formula there is, but I think for most of us it really works well, and it's like a five-part formula. Do you want me to just talk about that, or?
Let's go for it.
Okay. It's basically the first thing you want to do in any piece of copy is meet your client where she is, or he. I'm going to just use the pronoun she, for lack of a better one. I'm not going to do he or she.
We like the she word around here.
Yeah, I was thinking I do too. So,
yeah,
and you
good.
Just, you know, anytime, even if it's a blog post, you kind of want to meet them right where they are, so they recognize themselves, or they recognize there's something in it for them. So it's like I tell a lot of my clients, it's like if you were writing a letter to a really good friend, you know, and you hadn't talked to her for a while, but you heard that something was up for her, you would start your letter with saying, "Hey, Susie, you know, I hear that this and this and this is going on for you." Like if we use the back pain thing, "Oh, my gosh, I heard that your back is out and that you've been laid up in bed and, it must be so frustrating and you're probably really pissed off because you have so much to do." And so that's where you want to start. You want to start right where she is, not where you are, but where she is. Right now, this friend of yours is laid up on the couch because she can't move. So for your client, you know, where is she? You know, what is going on for her right now? What is at the top of her mind? What's bugging her? And meet her there. And you can do that with what we call, you know, we've heard this phrase before, Tina. It's like, you know, connecting phrases or questions. You know, it's like, you can do it for like, you know, are you stuck in bed with crippling back pain? You know, does every move make you want to scream in agony? And if you're really meeting someone where they are, they're going to be saying yes to those questions, you know. And that's how you do it. I mean, that's why we use those, you'll see those kinds of questions everywhere in copy. And it's because they immediately engage your client, but they're also really helping her identify herself in your message. She's going, yeah, right, uh-huh. And now she's willing to read the rest of what you have to say. And it's also letting her know that you actually get where she is. So start there. It's like, you know, even in an email, it's like, oh, I hear you're really frustrated. Or it's like, or is this going on for you? You know, and just, it's as if you're writing a letter and you're really starting with where your friend is right now. And then the second part of that is once you really met her where she is, let her know she's not alone by saying something like, you know, I get it. I understand. I've been there myself. This is what I call expressing empathy. I call it like the empathy transition. And a lot of people leave it out. They'll go like, is this you? Well, here's my answer. And that's what starts sounding salesy. It's like, you know, if you have cracky, itchy feet, well, here's this thing for athlete's foot. And you go like, I'm done. But if you're really writing something that's going to connect with your client, you want to really get in there with her and let her know you understand and let her know you have some perspective and let her know she's not alone. And you can do that in a million different ways. You know, one is if you really do understand, if you've been there yourself, tell her. You know, if you've had back pain yourself, you know, tell her and how you know how hard it was. You don't have to go on and on about it, but just a little phrase is enough for someone to kind of take a breath and go, oh, okay. And then they're so much more open to what you have to say next. And that is, the third part of this is really starting to talk to her about the possibilities. It's like, I know you're here, I totally get it and I understand, but I want you to know this is possible. That's the third part. And this is where I was talking about before, if you really want to start talking to her about where it is she wants to go. You know, it's like without introducing your program or product yet, You know, let her know what's possible. You know, you really don't have to keep experiencing this kind of pain any longer. I really want you to know you can get out of it quickly, and you can strengthen your back, and you can prevent these kind of back spasms from ever happening again. Now she's, like, really interested, you know, and you haven't sold her anything, but you're just telling her what's possible so she can just for a moment, you know, leave her pain behind and go, like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what this woman is telling me is possible. This is what my friend is telling me is possible. And so those are the three parts. So that meet her where she is, express empathy, start talking about the possibilities, kind of the promise. And then once you've really done that and said, like, you know, I know this is possible for you, then you tell her how it's possible. And you could do this in a lot of different ways. This is the fourth part, which is, you can say, like, I know it's possible because it was possible for me. You can talk about your own story of transformation, your own compelling story, or that of one of your clients. You know, it could be like, because I've been working with hundreds of clients, and I know that this is possible because this and this and this has happened. Either one, you need to start telling how it's possible. And part of the how it's possible is whatever it is that you have to offer. You know, so it's like, I know it's possible because it's worked for others, and this is what's worked. It's like my 6-week program. You know, I mean, it's hard. That's where it's a little bit hard. You know, it's got, you have to bring in what it is, but you bring it in as the solution that's going to work. You bring it in as, look, this is what's going to make all of this possible for you, and this is how. You know, it's only going to be 6 weeks, and you're going to experience this. You know, and this is what's happened for others. So, that, you know, again, it's like meet her where she is, express empathy, tell her what's possible, and then tell her how it's possible. And then the fifth and final part is, you know, hold out your hand and say, come on, let's do this. It's like that's your offer. That's where you ask her to take the step to her own transformation by either, you know, taking part in your program. Or, you know, if it was a blog article, this would be where you would have some kind of call to action as well, where it's like, you know, and for more help, you know. So that, you could really apply this to almost anything, these five steps. So you don't want to really leave any of them out. There's going to be times when you're writing an email and you just don't have time for all of them. You're going to go, hey, this is where you are, and hey, this is what I'm doing, and hey, just click this link and we'll make it happen. But just keep these in mind no matter what you're writing. It's just, if you're writing this little letter where you're just meeting your friend where she is, you're really expressing empathy and understanding for where she is, and then you start telling her that what you know is possible for her, you tell her how it's possible, and then you say, come on, let's do this thing and get you out of pain. Let's get you out of this situation. This is the one thing you need to do in order to move in that direction.
That's awesome.
That's it.
That, you know, it's like we just discovered the rubric for copywriting.
Yeah.
This is what they give you. You know, this is what my son comes home with from his English course. You know, he comes home with the diagram, the scaffolding of what he needs to spit out for a really good paper. And this is kind of the same thing. This is like the rubric for awesome copywriting.
Yeah, it is, and especially for copy that is gonna make a personal connection. And I think that's what's important too. It's like you want to write something that if what you're offering or your call to action is not of interest, you're still strengthening the relationship you have with this person by being understanding, by expressing genuine empathy. You know, don't do it unless you really have it. And so even if she says, no, I'm not. She still feels like you have leaned in to her experience and that you're genuinely interested, that you give a damn, and that is going to strengthen any relationship you have with her moving forward.
Awesome. That's just great. I am interested in that next step. When is it time to hire help for this process? Like, what are the indicators that it's really a good time to work with a pro?
Almost always, but but I would say that the two critical parts to that is when you're just starting out and you don't have a clue. You know, get a clue. Get someone give you a few things, like, you know, the basic tools, the basic framework, so you're not just floating out there blind and writing a lot of stuff that's not going to do anything. You know, so get the basics about writing copy, like a little bit of what we did today, but in a little bit more detail. And especially relative to your business and to your client. You want someone who's going to take the time to understand that and then give you the basic, you know, tools and the kind of the basic elements that you need to make a strong start and not be so confused and not to waste a lot of time writing something that's not going to work. And the other time is also, and it, you know, it doesn't take a lot. When you're writing an important piece like a sales page or your home page, it's like invest in having someone read it over for you and do a little makeover with you if necessary, or say, you know what, this is what I see, or even to just ask you questions to make sure that what you're trying to express is being expressed in the most powerful, succinct, and concise way possible. And that, I mean, a lot of the work that I do is a combination of that, where it's just like people go like, or it's like, I've got this sales page and it's not working at all. What's wrong? And then we do like what I call emergency room work. It's like, oh, my God, the patient's dying. Bring her in and we'll resuscitate her and rehabilitate her. And so that's another, I guess there's three. It's like before you publish it. And then if you've published something that's not working, it's not getting a response, have someone look at it then and say like, okay, let's figure out what's wrong here and what needs to change in order to get this piece of copy, you know, firing on all cylinders, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you have programs for that, right, Nancy?
I do. I think the one where I'm really teaching people the basics is more kind of the group programs that, you know, and, you know, we do the copywriting cabarets, which are great for that, too. That's going to be starting up again in December, where it's just, you know, you can come and learn a lot about the basics of writing copy in the first part, and then the second part, we actually do makeovers on people that have submitted pieces of their copy to be given a makeover. But then I also do this thing called a quickie, which is like, it's like a 30-minute session where we take a piece of copy that you either are working on or that you've already worked on, but you want to make sure it's just like the most amazing piece of thing that you've ever seen. And we do like a quick 30-minute makeover on it so you know that it's the best that it can possibly be. And then there's a lot of different variations on that too, just depending on what people need and the piece they're working on. I mean, some pieces, like sales pages, they need a lot more attention because they're so dang long, you know?
Yeah, they are. What's the mentality behind those endless sales pages? Pry their credit card out of their hand.
You know, the only reason people still do it is because they keep proving to work. It's been proven time and time and time and time again that long copy sales pages get more conversions than short ones. And that's the only reason anyone is insane enough to keep doing them. And I think this is, and I think part of it is people never read it all, but I think they like knowing that all that information is there, that like everything they need to know is on that sales page in order for them to make an investment. So I think especially high-priced programs and products always have a long copy because people want, they want to feel like they're getting all the information before they take out their credit card and charge, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $6,000 for something.
Right, right.
But I think if you have a lower priced item, you can get away with a lot less copy. You don't need a copy sales page for, you know, a $47 product. But
Right. That's true. Awesome. Well, so Nancy, I know you have a free thing on your website. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It's kind of a five-step formula to transform your website into a client attraction machine. And it's a series of five videos that are basically teach you how to set up your website in such a way that you're going to make a powerful connection with the people that show up there. And it's like part of it, the whole first part, a lot of it is about copy. It's like what needs to be on your homepage, how to write your homepage. And then there's some more marketing elements as well. And if you hate watching videos because, like, you just don't like to sit there, it also is in ebook form, so you can just read it. I mean, I actually prefer to read my information. Some people like the videos. I like making the videos. So there's a lot of great stuff in that. And I really encourage people – let me tell you the real reason I'm really encouraging people to sign up is I did just finish an ebook called 12 Tweaks to Quickly – turn your message from dull to dazzling. It's going to be coming out pretty soon, and it's going to be free until January 31st. And for the people that have signed up for the five-step formula, I'll be just sending it to them free, and I'd love all your people to have that for free. So
that's so nice, Nancy.
Yes.
You're awesome. Well, thank you again for, A, sharing your wisdom. I love your energy, and I'm sure the listeners have learned a whole bunch today. If you haven't checked out Nancy yet, go on over to firecrackercommunications.com. There's my timer to keep us on time. And I don't know if you could hear that in the background. But this is Sina Block, and I'm your host of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. We bring you shows every 2 weeks here on Word of Mom Radio, and you can download all of our podcasts. We've been broadcasting live for almost two years, so we have plenty of content to help you get your mompreneur business back on track. Nancy, thank you again for your awesome guest appearance today. Thank you for your offer and sharing your wisdom with moms all over the world.
Thank you.
If you would like, yes, I'm so happy that you were here. If you would like more and to learn more about how to work with me as a coach, as your mompreneur business coach, please come on over to sanespaces.com, and there you can download my free video series, 9 Strategies That Are Essential to Mompreneur's Business Success. And I am happy to be here. I'm going to turn the show over to Dory to close, and we will see you soon, everybody. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sina, and thanks so much, Nancy, for being here today. You know, it's so interesting because, let's face it, so many of us have what we want to share, what we want to do, who we are, whether it's a product and a service, and I often hear from people, you know, how do you get started? What do you do? How am I going to engage my audience? And, you know, I always say to people, you have to remember that it's human nature to want to know what's in it for me. And I love that that's what Nancy's talking about, that when you can actually come to somebody from their pain point and show them how you can solve their problems, ease their pain, and give them that what's in it for me, whether they need you now or they need you tomorrow or next week or next year, it doesn't matter. They'll always come back. Because you've eased their pain. You've made them realize that you care about how they feel. And that's what it's all about. And I love it. I really do. And I'm so excited for the fabulous shows that we share here on Word of Mom Radio. You know, for those of you who've been listening, you know, for a couple of years with us, or those of you just, you know, starting to tune in, it's been such a marvelous evolution. And this is Thanksgiving week. So if you're listening to this in archive, this was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving that this show aired. And it is that time that you want to just take that time to say thanks for the fabulous Sina Block, who's here every other week, sharing Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, and Janice Clark, who's here those other 2 weeks with Social Media Help Not Hype. These women come here every month to share information and strategies and everything that you need to make your small business look big, to manage your time, to create a business that you are so in love with and so excited about watching grow. And that's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do. And I love being part of that. Tomorrow, for those of you listening live, Glenda Cates is here with Branding Beyond Blogging. And I love Glenda's show because she really shares some out-of-the-box marketing ideas to make your business grow and make your business thrive. And she shares her hometown highlights. She broadcasts out of Texas and highlights hometown businesses that are in the area. And I love that. And then obviously Thursday is Thanksgiving. I will not be here. And I will be with family. And I hope all of you will be too, with family and friends and loved ones, and just are able to share the peace and the joy of the day. But next week we'll be back. And again, Janice will be here Tuesday with Social Media Help Not Hype. Kaz Winters will be here with a holiday craft show. And Thursday I will have Jennifer Bronsnick on with me on the Mompreneur Model Show. So it is a jam-packed week as we kick off, you know, end this week with Branding Beyond Blogging and have our new shows starting in December. I cannot believe it's going to be December next week. And for all of you tuning in, a happy and wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. And we will see you here again on Word of Mom Radio. For all of you tuning in, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. This is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now and create a marvelous you.